And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 1. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water that is under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, even unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. 2. That's 2. 3? What the fuck is 3? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. If I knew what it meant. No point in asking Mr. O'Toole. The bollocks would just find me some more to learn. Incomprehensible, he'd say. Well then, lad. I can hear his voice scratching in my ear. You must ask your mummy and daddy to buy you a dictionary, mustn't you? Lad indeed. Poxy bastard. That's what I'd like to call him. I don't know what it exactly means anyway, but I know it's bad. Bastard is a man without a father. I don't know why that is bad, but it is. It's a word my dad uses quite a lot, especially Sunday morning, and Dad with a sore head from Saturday night, and Mr. Fitzsimon next door gets going with his motor mower. Roar! Roar! Bastard, shouts Dad. Roar! He puts his head under the pillow. He can't get back to sleep though when he comes down for coffee. There should be a law about bastards like that cutting their grass on Sunday. There is, I could say. I don't know if it's 5 or 6. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If you went to church on Sundays, you wouldn't hear the machine. Have some more coffee, said Mum one Sunday morning. Shut the fuck up, he said back at her. Remember the children, said she. Now there's another word that's really bad. Mr. O'Toole's dictionary wouldn't give you the meaning of that one, I bet. We're not the only ones don't go to church, not by a long chalk. In my class, there's only 6 guys. Sorry, I mean lads, go regularly. What a sinful lot we are. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work. But the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter. What about poor old Mum, labouring away while the rest of us play tennis, or sit with our feet up watching the telly? Poor old Mum. Slave. Dad could just stare out the window at Mrs. Fitzsimon's backside, which I have heard him admire. How could a bastard like that have married such a gorgeous cookie? He said to me once, as if I was a grown-up man. I didn't say that, he said then. I did not speak those words. He's quite a funny guy, when he's in the mood. I don't know where I am now. 5? Yeah, 5. They get shorter, easier to understand. 5. Honour thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. They're okay, really. Well, let's say they could be worse. Much, much worse when you look around. 6. Thou shalt not kill. That's easy enough anyway. You can think about killing. That's okay. No harm in dreams like killing the poxy bastard. You could hit him over the head with a Bible. One of those great big old-fashioned ones they have in churches. Or rope him up to a tall tree and leave him there for the birds to peck his eyes out. Now that's biblical. Hey-ho. Or tie him to the railway track like the Harlem Goat. 6. Thou shalt not commit that boring old thing, adultery. And we all know what that is. We watch the telly, for God's sake. Adultery happens all the time there. And killing, of course. 6 of one and half a dozen of the other. They wouldn't have had the telly when God came down and told Moses to write the Bible. So everything that happened had to be written down. Like the flood and all that stuff. The animals came in 2 by 2. All the news written down. I think I saw Charlton Heston writing laws down with a big feather. Maybe it wasn't him. He had a long white beard. As Dad would say, a long white beard covers a multitude of sins. Only he was talking about Santa Claus when he said that. The year Mr. Fitzsimon threw him out of the house on Christmas Eve. I don't know what happened. Only just as Santa was supposed to be giving us all presents from his big sack, he hit Dad and chased him out into the garden. Keep your fucking hands off my wife's arse or I'll deck you. Mum was mortified. She pushed Beryl and me out of the door. But Mum, I said, we haven't got our presents yet. She whacked me across the ear. I was too old to cry, but I did feel a couple of tears run down my cheeks. I was mortified. Very mortified. 7. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. That's telling lies. There's lies and there's white lies. White lies don't matter. Well, that's what Mum says anyway. But you have to be careful. Mum says that you always get found out if you lie, so there's no point to it. I think that might be a white lie. Well, whitish. 8. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbour's. I don't know what covet means. Trouble, Dad. Trouble, trouble. Double, double, toil and trouble. That's Shakespeare. He's easier to learn than the Bible. 3 times in the last 2 days I've heard Mum ask you to oil that gate. She'll have your guts for garters. Thou shalt not leave the garden gate unoiled for the Lord thy God. Dad. Dad. You've locked me out. Help. Dad, it's me. I'm home early. Yoo-hoo. Wakey, wakey. This is one of the problems of having a dad that works irregular hours. Sometimes you don't see him for weeks on end. Or else he's home all the time moaning about where the next job will come from. Your mum never locks you out. Your dad does. Off into town to meet a pal or see a director, slams the fucking door. Phelim has to go and do his homework in the garage.
Coming.
Ah, I hear something.
Coming.
Dad.
Coming, coming.
Thanks be to the Lord my God.
What are you doing home at this hour anyway? It's only 3, you're not usually home till after 4, huh? Oh, in trouble again. Oh, don't tell me.
Bloody O'Toole.
Mr. O'Toole, if you don't mind.
Said I was asleep during Latin. So he sent me home to go to bed and learn the 10 commandments and say them to him tomorrow. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, a little scalp on the BTM would have been more to the point. Over in a flash and no ill feeling.
You're not allowed to any longer. The government made a law. You know that as well as I do. Ages ago. So Mr. O'Toole makes us learn chunks of stuff instead.
The Bible.
And Shakespeare. People who write a lot of stuff. Long stuff. Difficult stuff. He says it will at least wake my brains up, if nothing else.
Yeah, maybe he has a point. Anyway, your mum's left a glass of milk and some sandwiches on the kitchen table for you.
She always does. She doesn't lock me out. Ever. She has never...
Yeah, you can just shut up about being locked out. Now go and have your snack and then get on with the commandments.
I think I've lost 2 of them. I was getting on fine till I got to the gate. And then I found I had only 8. Have you a Bible? I must have left mine in school.
Which ones have you lost?
Don't be daft. If I knew that, I'd have the 10 of them. All those shalt nots make my head spin.
Yeah, well, there's not much I can do. But your mother's sure to have a Bible somewhere.
There's a fly in my milk.
No, that's not a fly. That's just a little midge. Whisk it out with your finger. It looks dead to me.
I don't feel like milk anyway. I'll go and eat my sandwiches in the garden. Here. What are you doing putting your finger in my milk?
Look there, it's gone. See how tiny it is, a midge? The garden's full of them at this time of the year. You'll be eaten alive if you go out there.
It drowned in my milk.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. I suppose you could say that. Here, just throw that down the sink and we won't let on to her that you didn't drink it. There's more in the fridge if you want it.
What do you keep staring at out in the garden?
Me? Staring at? I'm not staring at anything, nothing. There's nothing out there.
I've gone off milk anyway.
Have you told your mum?
Yep.
What did she say?
She said it was good for my teeth and I was to keep on drinking it. Dad, you're looking at something out there. You keep on doing little sideways peeps.
How about a cup of tea? I was just about to make one for myself.
Like this?
Tea? Yes or no?
Yes. Strong. Mm-hmm. Just a smidge of milk. There you go. You're doing it again.
Doing what? I'm making the tea, for God's sake. That's what I'm doing. Give us the teapot there. We'll warm it under the tap.
Peeping out of the window.
Now, if you don't mind me saying so, you have an overactive imagination. Maybe I did peep once. I thought I saw cats stalking aboard through the rose bed. That's one of the things I don't like about cats, right? They stalk things, they catch things, and they torture.
That's three things.
And you're so sharp you'll cut yourself. It's no wonder Mr. O'Toole for his punishments at you in the way he does.
This was for sleeping during Latin, not being sharp. He'd love me to be sharp during Latin. Brutus sic in omnibus. He doesn't laugh at that sort of joke. He doesn't laugh at any sort of joke. Well, none of mine anyway. Where do you stand on God, Dad?
Let's just sit down there and eat your sandwich.
Personally, I think he's a pretty horrible old man. I mean, to say those commandments are grim. What do you think?
Thou shalt not kill and that sort of thing. Thou shalt not steal, yeah. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
That's only two. Andy says that if you don't obey his commandments, he won't just punish you, but your children and grandchildren as well. I think that's pretty grim. I mean, that I'm being punished for your sins. And mum's. And granny's. And probably everyone in the whole world is being punished for things they didn't do or say. That's just not fair. God should be fair. Shouldn't he, Dad? Someone has to be fair. What does covet mean?
Have some tea.
Dad.
Put your own smidge of milk in it. I'd hate to spoil the taste for you.
Covet, please.
Well, it's kind of an old-fashioned word. And it's not used these days. That's what happens with languages. Bits of it die and new bits are born. It means to want to own something that belongs to someone else.
Like your neighbour's ox or his ass.
You could say that, yeah. Mind you, there aren't too many oxes or asses around these days. Yeah, I suppose you could say that.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his...
I suppose you think you're very clever, right? Smart ass. A bloody smart ass.
I probably watch too much television. We all do. There's no commandment about that. Or kicking dogs, or beating children, or eating too much, or...
Oh, just shut the fuck up, eat your sandwich.
She's put mustard on it. She knows I don't like mustard. I prefer ketchup.
No, just eat it. She'll have your guts for garters if you don't. What are you laughing at?
That's the two of us in trouble. You haven't oiled the gate.
Well, I was just about to when you came home.
Marya, I know what you were doing when I came home.
I was looking for the oil. Very well then, Clever Clogs. What was he doing?
I honestly don't know, Dad.
I was looking for the oil.
Did you find it?
No, and I just decided to run down to the hardware and get some when I heard...
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's okay. By the way, why was the door locked?
Locked? The door wasn't locked.
How silly of me. I must have twisted the handle the wrong way.
Yeah, I always said you were silly.
Now look here.
No, sorry. Sorry, not very funny. Nothing may ever arise.
Probably not. Have a sandwich?
Yeah, thanks. Another drop of tea?
No, thanks. About God.
What about God?
Like I said, where do you stand on God?
I don't really see that that's any business of yours.
Of course it's my business. You're my dad. Honour thy father and thy mother and all that. Don't you want me to follow in your footsteps? Think the way you think. Dream your dreams. Become...
A second-rate film cameraman? No, quite frankly, I don't. And if you have any dreams of following my footsteps, you must look far beyond me. Way, way beyond. Think Renoir. Think... Tarkovsky, think Eisenstein. These are gods to me. Don't think of little people. Think of giants. I never had the courage. Maybe you... But probably not. Just Maybe.
I don't have to believe in God, would you say?
No, you don't. I wouldn't tell your mother that, though. She sees things differently. She has the right to do that. We all have the right to think what we like.
Bloody O'Toole.
Mr. O'Toole.
Whatever. He wouldn't agree with you. He would agree with Mum. He's a no-rights-for-children man. Do you think he believes in God?
Absolutely. Mass on Sunday and preferably in Latin. I bet he prays for you each night. Dear God, please give me the strength to cope with that boy.
Lad. He calls us lads.
And you persecute the poor fella?
Just a little.
And you persecute me?
And you...
Okay. Okay, this nonsense is over. Mum will be home soon. I'll wash up the teacups and the teapot and put them away. And get down to your homework. And we won't say a word about the commandments. They're best left undisturbed. Let sleep in commandments lie, huh?
By the way, who are Renoir, Tarkovsky and...
Eisenstein. Oh, Jesus Christ, son. Three of the greatest filmmakers that have ever lived. Now, someday I'll tell... No, better still, I'll take you to see their work. And you won't sleep. I can promise you. Now, here the car. Get your books out now. Look sharp, lad.
Here, you can hear me, my English. Page 27. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee.
And live alone in the bee-load glade.